pick the right flowers. You'll find out why that's important in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. I wanted to impress my mother with flowers one Mother's Day, so I went out in the backyard and picked her a bouquet of dandelions. My mother acted sufficiently impressed, but I found out why florists do not offer dandelion bouquets. My beautiful Mother's Day arrangement lasted almost 10 minutes, about the time it took for my mom to find a glass jar to put them in. Florists don't offer dandelions because they don't last, not to mention the fact that they are weeds that nobody wants, even moms. Quoting from the book of Isaiah, 1 Peter concludes the first chapter with a reminder to focus life on things that last. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24 and 25, the Bible says, "All flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower fails, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you." After reminding believers that we are born not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living word of God, back in verse 23, Peter quotes from Isaiah chapter 20, contrasting the permanence of God's promise with the temporary nature of this world. James uses the same passage from Isaiah to make the same point back in James chapter 1. The prophet Isaiah uses the flowers of the field to make a point. It's not that field flowers are bad. Even dandelions look pretty at first. But if you depend on dandelions to make a pretty lawn, you're going to be really disappointed. What the world offers is the same. It looks nice at first, but eventually it falls apart. The money runs out. The house starts to leak. The clothes go out of style. If this world is all there is, we are in a world of trouble. But it isn't. What we have in Christ will never fade. In contrast to all the things of this world, the word of the Lord stands forever. What we know in Christ, what Peter calls the good news that was preached to you, that will never fade. And this wasn't just a message for the days of the New Testament. What was true in Galilee is true today. My family returned from vacation one year to find the garage smelling awful. Didn't take long to figure out what had happened. Our freezer had gone out. All the food in the freezer spoiled, and the hot summer sun did the rest. My mom and dad spent the rest of the evening cleaning out the freezer, disposing of the food, and fumigating our whole house. As I recall, we ate peanut butter for supper that night. Meat spoils. Freezers go out. Only the smell remains. Well, fortunately, even the smell is temporary. Nothing lasts in this world. When everything else in this world has long since turned to dust, what we know in Christ will be as fresh as the first day we came to understand His grace. With that understanding, focus your life not on the things that don't last, but on the one thing that does. Focus your life on Jesus. You can. And now you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.